It's time once again for Insight with Jack Stogler on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Insight with Jack Stogler is being brought to you by the community-minded sponsors you're going to hear during today's broadcast. Without further ado, here's your host, Mr. Jack Stogler.
Are we on, Neil?
Yes, we are now.
Are we on?
A little glitch in our soundboard.
Uh-oh.
But it's working. It used to do that a lot. It hadn't done it for a year, so.
Oh. Well, I think we're on.
Yes, we are.
We are.
Yes.
Insight. Jack Stogler.
We're recording, so it'll be in the archives.
Very good.
So if you miss some details, you can always go back and listen.
Well, and they didn't miss anything because we weren't on the first.
Well, I meant later.
First 8 seconds.
If there were details that they want to hear again, or they want to tell their friends about, they can go and listen to the archives.
Gotcha. And we have Rocker Bonville back in the corner.
Yeah.
At least wave. There you go. Rocker's across the street at the IGA. Thanks, Rocker, for joining us.
It's no longer IGA.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Sorry. Wait. I'm sorry. In studio, we have Mr. Jonas Foot and Miss Michelle Deuce from the WOW Committee. Welcome, guys.
Thanks, Jack. Hey there.
You guys just completed a very busy, I'd say, 3 months, 6 months. Year.
Yeah, actually, it's just been one long thing ever since we came up with this idea. So,
and you jumped right into the next one.
Yep, that's the way it goes. As soon as you get through one of them, you better have the next one planned. So I
tell you what, let's talk about the WOW Committee, okay? And who's on the WOW Committee?
Okay, well, this is Jonas Foot. I serve as the chairman. Currently, our treasurer is Connor Rammel, and he will continue to be our treasurer. Currently, our secretary is Jeff Wendell. Then we have Ryan Tin, Lori Tin, Kip Deuce, Michelle Deuce, Jim Toby, Jake Garkey, Ross Overman, Ryan Steinbrunner.
Chad Fowler. Trying to think where, but did you say Jake?
Yeah, I threw Jake in there. Okay. Yeah, there's 15 of us on the committee.
Trying to think where everybody sits in the room.
Yeah, that's kind of the way I was working too. So, but no, it's a fantastic committee. Made, you know, huge breadth of knowledge and skill sets for the community, from technology people to financial people to just people that know how to get things done. So it's just been a fantastic group of people to work with.
So you'd said that Connor is a treasurer and he's going to continue. So does that mean that you got some people that are going off and some new ones that are coming on? Or
yeah, so each October the the way we wrote the bylaws, the athletic boosters president is supposed to appoint the chairman, secretary, and treasurer for the WOW committee. So that's coming up here, and I volunteered to be chairman for one more year. So we'll see if the rest of the committee wants me in that position, and then we'll see if Jeff wants to continue being the secretary, or if he's ready to, you know, he's got another business going and he's pretty busy, and we'll just see where that goes. So,
well, you know, it seems like with those things, once you get guys that get into those leadership positions and they're willing to do it a second year and a third year, you usually don't get a whole lot of opposition to you know, letting guys continue to do those things. So I feel pretty good about you being at the helm for another year for you, damn sure. So,
well, I didn't get the chance to run an in-person event this year.
That's true.
Got kind of hosed out of that one, but
that's right.
But no, it was you know, so we had everything going for 8-9 months to do our in-person event, and then we thought, oh, for sure this you know coronavirus thing is going to be over by the end of summer, and nope. So just redid everything with about a month to go, and I'm sure you want to talk about that as things go on, but yeah, so that was another pull the committee together and get everybody's strengths, and that was one of those where if there's a superstar among us, it was Ryan Steinbrenner, because he was able to pull the technology aspect. You know, if we would have tried to do that with a couple of us holding iPhones for the day, trying to Facebook live stream it would have been a disaster. But his work and Connor's work and Ross's work was made the event what it, you know, everything that it could be this year. So
I tell you what, we're going to come back and talk about the 2020 virtual event and what you've got planned for 2021. So we're going to take a real quick break, come back, and touch base with Jonas and Michelle right after this.
Here are just a few of the great specials at Wayne Street Market now through September 24th. In their meat department, the grilling specials continue. Eckrich hot dogs are 2 for $3. 73% lean ground hamburger is just $2.49 a pound, loose or patties. And 80% lean ground chuck is only $2.99 a pound. And check out these steak prices. T-bones are just $5.99 a pound. New York strips are $6.49 a pound. And ribeyes are $6.99 a pound. And if your specialty is making wings, they have fresh jumbo wings all ready to go for your secret recipe. In a hurry but still want a great meal? They have delicious meal specials in their deli every day from open to close. Shop local and save at Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around.
Do you have that one room that is too cold in the winter or too hot in the summer? Need to send air or heat to an addition, basement, or garage, but getting it there seems impossible? Introducing Mitsubishi Multi-Zone Systems, your heating and air solution for one room or independent control of every room. Oh, did I mention Mitsubishi H21 systems are ductless and can be installed almost anywhere, even the ceiling? Get a $500 instant savings discount now at Reasoner Energy. Another problem solved by Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4800.
Hey, this is Stacy with Brick Street Tavern. We have added a couple new items to our menu. Spicy pickle fries, pizza bites, cauliflower pizza, and cheese curds. Stop up and try our new items or give us a call to get them to go.
The 2021 Win on the Wabash Super Raffle will be held August 27th and 28th, 2021, and will feature $650,000 worth of cash and prizes given away every 2 minutes from noon to 7 o'clock. Tickets for the 2021 Super Raffle will go for sale on October 3rd at 8 a.m. and can be purchased at Ambassador Park in Fort Recovery, Ohio, or through our website, wowraffle.com. Only 8,000 tickets will be sold and will sell for $100 each, and there is no limit on how many can be purchased per person. Check out all details for the sale of the Super Raffle tickets on our website or Facebook page, and mark your calendars for October 3rd to purchase your 2021 WOW tickets.
We're back with Jonas and Michelle from the WOW Committee. And, you know, we just touched on the 2020 WOW event and how it had to be changed from an in-person to a virtual event. Okay. So it was scheduled for late August, right?
Yeah, late August, August 28th and 29th.
Okay. So run me through the timeline as far as when you guys found out it wasn't going to happen, and then what you had to pull off in order to accomplish what you accomplished.
Okay, so, you know, we started, as soon as things started getting closed down in March, we thought, started doing the what ifs. And like I said before, nobody was thinking this was going to stretch through late summer. We thought, you know, it may open up for the summer and then, you know, the fall may close things down again or whatever, but nobody had any expectation that it was going to go through summer. So we started setting some, some deadlines, you know. Well, you know, we'll wait till the 1st of July. Well, then St. Henry was able to put on a sort of picnic. So we thought, well, if they could do that, and then we started with the mindset of, you know, then the governor released the requirements for the county fairs, and the whole time we thought, well, if the county fair can do it, we can do it. And then I think it was around the 1st of August.
Yeah.
Sounds about right. Then he came out with the restrictions on the county fairs and the restrictions on alcohol sales to 10 p.m. and
the entertainment.
Yeah, we had, Craig Evers, who I forgot to mention in our group of 15. So Craig Evers and Michelle and myself, we met with the Mercer County Health Department. Craig drafted an entire safety plan. We spent multiple hours drafting a safety plan and coming up with protocols that we could meet that would get us through. But as soon as the restrictions on live entertainment and the alcohol sales and everything, it was like, we're just going to be a target. I mean, we would stick out so much with what we were doing that we didn't want to harm the reputation of Fort Recovery. And we, for sure, you know, this was when we were starting to find out that kids were going to be able to go back to school. And we asked the athletic teams to come down and run our concession stand as a fundraiser for them. And then the thought became, you know, what if we have those athletic teams down there that have worked all summer preparing to play and are going to get a play, and all of a sudden one of them pops with coronavirus and they can trace it back to our event. How stupid would we feel as athletic boosters to have put people in that position? So it became crystal clear that we had to do a virtual event. So we get into the first week of August, and it's, you know, how can we make this look right and legitimate and make sure everybody knows that we're above board on these drawings? Because, you know, we've had basically $600,000 of investment into our drawings that we have to pull off and have to be legitimate, have to be run right, and have to be above board. It didn't take long for us to decide that, no, we're not going to be able to pull this off on Facebook Live or anything. So Ryan Steinbrenner got a hold of NK Telco, who did our video production for us. We Doug Halbeger, which did our audio production for our one-man bands. We got, you know, we were able to secure four acts plus Bubba and Fee, some town guys that are above reproach to pull the lottery balls again, and their superintendent and banker and an insurance guy. So, you know, no finer honest people than that,
yeah.
Right? So, but yeah, it was all that came together at the right time and with the right people at the helm that we were able to pull it off. And by all accounts, I think it was a pretty good success. And although not the way we wanted to do it, it probably actually did increase our web virtual footprint and open us up to more people, I think. So,
definitely.
I think we had, I think it was 37,000 hits on our website that Saturday. You know, for people checking in on the prize lists and stuff.
That is cool.
So
that's cool. And then, like, you had two separate 50-50 drawings.
Yeah, we had a virtual 50-50, which we ran through the website, and then we had a drive-through line for an in-person 50-50 on that Saturday.
And the first one was, like, worth $14,000 or something, wasn't it?
Yeah, sounds pretty close. 14 to 16, somewhere
yeah,
in there.
Yeah, I was thinking in the higher range there, because yep. Saturday's was actually a little less than Friday's. Not by much.
I think I remember Fridays being 15 and Saturdays being 14.7 or something like that.
Yeah, and that was the payout side.
Yeah.
So total pot was, you know, over 30 and then 28.29 for the drive through one.
Yeah. So that's amazing.
And Saturday there was people in line from 9 in the morning all...
Actually, I think we started setting up the tent and the first tables around 8:30, and people were pulling in. We weren't supposed to start selling until 11, and it's like, well, might as well sell them. Better for us. So we just started selling and tearing.
There were people coming afterwards, even after the drawing, they're pulling in, trying to think they could still get in the 50-50, and it had already been pulled. Well, you can give us some money, but you didn't win.
I think Friday night's 50-50, you know, the online ticket sales and everything, that was going well. We actually had gotten a new web hosts or on probably the week prior.
Yeah, so that, you know, just another byproduct of having to go virtual was we'd originally. To keep costs as low as possible, Cole Wendell designed our website for us. You know, kept everything in house. It was cheap, but it was relatively rudimentary or not very advanced looking website. And it's like, you know, guys, if we're going to do this, and this thing's going to, guys and gals, this thing's going to keep getting bigger and bigger. It was a no brainer to have to develop a more professionally done website. So in the midst of trying to do the virtual event, we're also finding a web developer and redoing our website at the same time. So
yeah, and they had to beef it up for us then for the 50-50 to be able to handle it, and it was doing rather well until I think they made that announcement on Friday night at the football game, kind of where we stood, and then we had a text blast that went out to everybody just telling them get your 50-50 tickets, and then it bogged us down for a little bit. We had a little minor hiccup, but Connor got us back going, so good job, Connor.
Yep.
So going back for a little bit of history, so the first WOW event was last year, correct?
Yep, it was last year.
And we sold how many tickets?
So 2019 event, we sold 3,000 tickets at $100.
And people probably told you that you'll never sell 3,000.
Well, when we were in tickets. The committee meetings, you know, first developing this idea, there was like, what do you guys want to do, 1,000 tickets? I said, 1,000, I mean, lots of us said 1,000 just isn't going to cut it. And then there's other guys that were pretty nervous that was, you know, are we going to get 1,000 people to spend $100 on a ticket? Well, we were sold out of those 3,000 by Christmas, you know, of the first year. So 3 months worth of sales, we felt pretty good about that. Yeah. And then we rolled into 2020 and had the same discussion again. Thought, well, that went pretty well. What do we want to do? And we came up, well, let's do 4,000. You know, we know the demand's there. We should be able to, you know, sell by Christmas. Then we've got all spring and everything to prepare again for the event. And I think the 4,000 tickets lasted 5 days. So 5 days total.
And well, the in-person sales we had that day, because we had them out to our individual sellers, and then we had the amount we had for our in-person sales down in Ambassador Park, and the line was phenomenal, and we couldn't believe it. I mean, we pretty much ran out of what we had that afternoon.
Yeah, so we promised people we were going to sell through our website, and by the end of the day on that Saturday, we had 32 tickets to put on the website. So that didn't go over well, and we didn't want to leave that many people disappointed, because, you know, I've never had anybody mad at me they couldn't buy a raffle ticket, but there were people that were upset. So
yeah.
So we developed the idea for the $50 Blue Jacket Bonanza ticket. Sold. You know, it took us a little bit longer. It took us, you know, almost into July to sell those out. But
so how many of those were there?
4,000 as well. So we sold 8,000 tickets in total.
Wow.
For
I don't think 4, I realized there's 4,000.
$100 ones and $4,050
ones. Yep.
You had to keep it even because you used the same winning number that you drew.
Oh.
So that same winning number, if it was the number 2020, that one on the Super Raffle ticket and then on the Blue Jacket ticket.
Oh.
You know, and it was more than likely two separate winners.
Right.
Yep.
Okay. And you didn't start selling those. So you didn't decide to start making those up until
the original 4,000 Super Raffle tickets were sold. Yeah.
And you thought, oh crap,
yep.
You know,
we didn't.
I got people mad at me. Yeah. Let's come up with another way of
to include people, but we didn't want to just release more tickets for the same raffle,
right?
Because that would have seemed, in my mind, that would have been shady, and I wouldn't have done that. So, well, let's do this this Blue Jacket Bonanza ticket for $50. It was a car, you know, $75,000 cash with the two
end prizes.
That's
a pretty good prize.
Yeah, and then we had, you know, all cash in between, so it was the same number of prizes as the Super Raffle. The value, the total prize value was half of what the Super Raffle ticket was because the entry price was half. So
on those prizes, is Are any of those prizes donated?
No. The merchants around here are hit up so many times from so many organizations on donations that we didn't want to do that. We seek out and, you know, we ask for the best deal they can possibly give us.
Okay.
And that's as good as we do. So we're paying for every prize on the list, and that way we aren't really beholden to anybody and being pushed around either. So
yeah, that's a good idea. That's a really good idea, because especially if you can get it from somebody local here in town, you're also helping them and giving them exposure to 8,000 people.
Yeah, and we try to, you know, we do a lot of advertising for them through the Facebook, especially through our Facebook videos. You know, Ryan or one of the other committee members went to each major prize vendor and did a video at their business, you know, talking about their business and their family history, how they developed the business and everything else. So, and I think those went over really, really well. So.
Now, in the buying process, there's something that I never understood. Okay, so so every ticket you sell has to have a specific name on it, right?
Correct.
So if, like, we wanted to give one away for a Christmas prize, whatever, we really can't do that, right?
We've tossed that around a lot. There's been a lot of conversation.
Yeah, because there's been, you know, there's a lot of organizations that would like to use our ticket as fundraising method for their organization. So we just decided as a committee just to not do that, period, because, you know, we know how 99% of it would go, that it would be really legitimate way to use as a fundraiser. But we also know that there'd be people that would say, yeah, I'll buy your ticket and then I'll sell it to this guy over here after they're sold out for $150 or $200. And we didn't want that kind of stuff happening either. But.
Got you. So it's more of almost like an anti-scalping type of a.
Exactly. Of a thing. Yeah. Yeah, and we just wanted to be fair to everybody, because if we started giving tickets away, I mean, which we had that asked of us, you know, can you give us, you know, 5 tickets to use for fundraisers or 2 tickets to use for fundraisers? Well, then pretty soon we're, you know, cutting ourselves off at the knees too. So we would much rather sell every ticket and then have that money to go exactly where the committee decides that it needs to go in the community and the greater community.
Yep.
So my understanding is that nobody was allowed to get more than one ticket this past year.
This past year it was one ticket, and
I did hear of somebody winning two different prizes, but I found out later that it was One of them was a regular, one was a blue jacket.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, there weren't any prizes that were doubled up on the or winners that were doubled up in the main raffle. But this year's tickets, and I know we've got plenty of time to talk about this year, but there's no limit on this year's tickets. You can come up and buy as many as you want per person.
Okay. Well, I tell you what, we're going to take a little break, and we're going to come back and talk about 2021 and what you've got planned, and maybe before we talk about 2021, we'll talk about where does this money go, and we'll, you know, touch on some of the benefactors of all your guys' really hard work. So
perfect.
We'll be back right after this.
They're focused. They see the future as an opportunity. They're growing, and they're looking for someone like you who shares in the same vision for a better future. Cooper Farms has been raising turkeys since 1938, and today they're raising hogs and chicken egg layers and making a variety of delicious food products. What's in store next for Cooper Farms? Join them in their quest for innovation, opportunity, and growth. Apply online today at cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, it's more than just a workplace.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Now you can mow like the pros with a Simplicity zero-turn mower. These mowers have all the features professionals demand. Durability, heavy-duty construction, and of course, a perfect cut. Simplicity zero-turn mowers with their exclusive suspension system let you mow more lawn in less time, and you'll have fun doing it, because these mowers are unlike any you've ever used. So stop by K&L Tractor and discover the secret to a professionally manicured lawn. Simplicity, the way to a beautiful lawn.
Klingtern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingternandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingtern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs. Be sure to tune in to Fort Recovery Radio every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for a new show, A Walk Through the Garden with Steve Stone. He'll give us some expert advice and timely tips on what we need to do to keep our lawns and gardens healthy. You can email him questions for future shows at steve@naturesgreennursery.com. Be sure to tune in every Saturday morning for A Walk Through the Garden with Steve Stone, 8 a.m. on Fort Recovery Radio. Here are the sports broadcasts coming up the rest of this week on Fort Recovery Radio. Tomorrow, our Lady Indians will travel to St. Henry in yet another big MAC matchup. We'll simulcast WPGW's broadcast of that match. On Friday, it'll be football at Versailles, with Jeff and Joe bringing us all the action live, with the pregame show starting around 6:40, and the NFHS network will be available. On Saturday, it'll be another tough volleyball match as the ladies travel to Ottawa-Glandorf, with the JV match starting at 11 a.m., and Fort Recovery Radio will bring you the varsity match. Lots of sports this week, and you can hear it all right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
Okay. Putting Rocker to sleep.
Are we on yet?
I've been pointing at you.
Oh, you have been?
Yes.
Sorry, my head was turned.
Yes, it was. Talking to Rocker, which isn't bad. You didn't even say anything mean to him this time.
Rocker looks nice today.
He does.
He does.
Yeah. Which insinuates he normally doesn't look nice, and I'm sure that isn't what you mean.
I like
either.
His tiara.
He's not wearing a tiara.
Oh.
That's his halo. Being an angel.
Thanks, Bill. Is that what he said?
Yeah.
I don't think you're going to make a top 10 list for a while,
Jack. I don't think so either. So, we're back talking about Wild 2020. And you guys had a very successful year in spite of it having to be done virtually. So, let's talk about... Okay, so you sold 4,000 Wild tickets.
Yep, 4,000 Super Raffle.
You sold 8 bazillion 50-50 tickets.
Yep.
You sold 4,000 Blue Jacket tickets.
Yep.
Okay. I saw Neil down there pole dancing for like $1 a shot or something, wasn't
you? Yeah, there weren't a lot of donors for that.
So. I think you're thinking of a different old fat old bald guy.
Okay. Okay. But all total. About how much you make this year?
We're north of 100 and south of 150. How about that?
That's a pretty good territory.
Yep.
So, like, what do you guys do with that?
So, being that we're a subcommittee of the Fort Recovery Athletic Boosters, the primary goal of starting this WOW raffle was to fund the high school baseball and softball complex that has yet to be constructed, and we're getting closer and closer to being able to start that project. But we also wanted to leave it open-ended enough that we could determine, you know, some great benefactors to that money as well. So any profitable or non-profit organization that helps us out during the event, we make sure to take care of, and any other need that we see in the community throughout the year. And And we're not ready to solicit those needs. We'll identify those needs as a committee and take care of those as we see them come up. But in the future, I can see once we get the baseball and softball complex taken care of, that we'll be way more open to finding more and more beneficiaries of the raffles money.
And I saw a drawing on Facebook of that complex. Now, those plans have been approved, correct?
Yeah, those plans have been approved, and we're just about ready to start construction on last spring when the uncertainty of the coronavirus hit. So we held off, and I think, you know, our athletic booster meeting is coming up here next Monday, and we'll revisit that decision, knowing what we made this year on the WOW raffle. And I hope to have a pretty positive decision. I'm just one person there, but I'm hoping there's a pretty positive decision and an announcement to be made on that project moving forward pretty shortly.
Good. Can you share, like, what the total cost of that project is?
Yeah, so the baseball, it's a new high school diamond, a multi-use building that features concession stand, press box, and home dugout for the baseball field that will sit between the baseball field and the softball field. Batting cages, bullpens, and everything. It'd be the class of the MAC, this complex out there at the middle school, and roughly $1.1 to $1.2 million is what the project cost is. So, and with the funds that we have through our fundraising efforts with naming rights and individual fundraising efforts that we've done since we came up with the idea for the field, plus what the WOW raffle's been able to put towards us, we're over the 50% mark on funds raised for that.
Fantastic.
For that project.
That's incredible.
Yeah,
it really is.
It's just a testament to the community with it,
yeah.
Is all it is. So,
you mentioned a home dugout. Will there be a visitor's dugout?
Yeah, the home dugout is part of the concession stand building.
Okay. Oh,
the
okay.
visitor's
oh,
dugout
okay.
will be a standalone
okay.
dugout on the other side.
Okay. I assumed that, but I just...
5-gallon bucket.
Yeah.
It's like a pop-up tent.
Yeah, there's been a whole lot worse.
Yeah.
Is there going to be... Does there need to be anything even slightly major done to the existing girls' softball diamond?
Actually, the athletic boosters... this summer we put quite a bit of money into the infield because we know we needed it, and and they've been really competitive, and we want to see them have a very successful place to play.
Well, they didn't lose a game this spring.
Yep. So, yeah.
Unfortunately, they didn't get to play. But
yeah. So the athletic boosters were able to put some money into the girls softball field. Bo Tin has actually taken on the bullpen for the softball field as his Eagle Scout project, so that'll be a piece of the project that's done that doesn't come out of the booster funds as much. We made a $500 donation towards his project, but he's going to have other entities donating as well.
Yeah, it's always good to have as many. Now, if you wanted to, you could probably just pay for the whole thing, but it's much better. I think part of the requirement, he has to go to X number of places, not necessarily individuals, to get the funding for the project. That's part of his project to go and do presentations.
Yeah, it's part of the leadership program as part of the being an Eagle Scout.
And they also, in these other, the Scioto's Eye Community Club, whatever it might be, also get the, I'll just call it the blessing of being able to help do this also. You know, they're donating some money, but they get to feel like they're part of that project too, and that's always a really good thing, and almost everybody just throws money in because it makes them feel good when they're helping with somebody that's really doing a really great project.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
So you were talking about giving to things other than this project. So, you know, what are some of the other organizations or projects?
So I know he already mentioned the athletic teams that come in and they help work in the kitchen, or in the concession stand, I should say, working. So everybody that came in and did that, they evidently they got some money. We had the cheerleaders in the souvenir stand. We had football team on. They kind of helped us out with a lot of stuff from setup standpoint and teardown standpoint. I mean, those picnic tables are heavy. They did a lot of moving, trash barrels and everything for us. So that went to them. But then on top of that, we had the Fort Claybusters, which is youth trap shooting group. They came in and they collected all the aluminum cans first. Then they also got to take that money from the aluminum cans back when it was worth a little bit more than today. And they got to use that money as well. But we made donations to them. We had the KFC, the Legion, the VFW, all of those kind of organizations that were included as well. They all ran different stands, whether it was another food stand or the KFC took care of the beer stand, so they were quite busy themselves. We've done some different donations to other organizations, whether it was monetary donations or put together gift baskets that were for some kind of a raffle or a benefit, or you know, things of that nature. Historical Society, we recently had another benefit that we donated a basket to. We've done several different benefits that we've done things like that, put things together. Last year, after the tornadoes went through, Memorial Day tornadoes, the it is the Salina Rotary Disaster Relief Foundation. They actually gave back to us. It was excess water that they had, cases of bottled water, for us to use. So then in the end, we turned around and made a donation back to them for giving us that water, because they really didn't have to do that, but they wanted to see it go somewhere. So it was kind of a change of hands. You know, they gave us water. We made a donation back to them. Boy Scouts, the Cub Scouts were going to be in there this year too, helping us, but that obviously did not happen. So we'll have them in there. But any youth organization of any sort that, you know, is willing to come participate, help us do something, run something that, you know, we can in turn try and show them how you work and you put forward good effort, that you can get benefits, you know, whether it's in the monetary donation to your organization or your group, or something that we can help them with in the future, you know, no different than, like Jonas said, our main priority right now is the baseball softball complex. But down the line, we're going to have other things that we'll be able to take a look at it and see if it's something that fits what, you know, falls under what our group would feel is a good fit for us.
And I tell you what, simply the benefit of being a part of something that builds your community, and you've experienced this with the whole sesquicentennial 225, whatever
it was called. Just use the short 225.
Yeah. you know, when kids have a chance to participate in something like that, that's something that doesn't leave them, you know. And they're going to remember that and participate in things and have their kids participate in things, you know.
You like to hope that they get that your kids understand the time that you're putting forth, you know, to help with things like this. Yeah. That, you know, it puts a good image in their mind, and that it's something you hope they pick up and will pass along. Yeah. Down the line and try and volunteer.
Yeah. You hear you both in, you taking on this Eagle Scout project. I mean, that's a prime example of you know, practicing what he's seen over the years.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So that's awesome. So is there, as we look into the, do we have to take another break here soon?
About 15 minutes.
Okay.
10 to 15.
So as like we look into 2021, okay,
it's big. It's big.
Okay, so let's talk about the first ticket sales.
Okay, first ticket sales are going to happen on October 3rd.
Okay.
8 a.m. at Ambassador Park, in conjunction with online sales that will also start at 8 a.m. But we have 8,000 tickets this year, $8,100 tickets.
You're going from 4,000 to 8,000.
Well, we sold 8,000 tickets last year total.
Yeah.
This year there will be no $50 ticket. It's okay. $8,100 tickets. The combination of the two tickets was a lot of extra work on the volunteer side of it. So we're going to do $8,100 tickets. When those tickets are sold out, they're sold out. We're not going to do another special run of tickets or anything. We may do.
You say that now.
We're not. Felt like I was selling tickets. Well, we were selling tickets all year, and we wanted that time to prepare for the event. So, so $8,100 tickets.
What if we go out and protest down the street every day for 6 months? Would you change your mind?
Are you going to wear a mask?
Yes. If there's 600 people out there demanding more tickets.
No, they're just going to have to get in line earlier next year is all I can say. It's fantastic to be part of something that's so in demand and it gives everybody a good feeling around here, you know, that it's new and exciting and fresh and we want to just keep that feeling. And the 8,000 tickets sounds like, you know, if you would have told me 8,000 2 years ago, I would have gone batted a couple eyes at you. But I think it's a good number to be at for next year. Judging by the demand, I mean, we're at 76 or 7,700 followers on our Facebook site alone. And we know that, you know, a lot of people that buy our tickets aren't, you know, any way affiliated with our Facebook site. So, it's going to be exciting. So
next Saturday, October 3rd, I guess it's
a week from Saturday. Yeah.
Okay. At what time?
8 a.m.
At 8 a.m., I can drive down to Ambassador Park.
You can drive down to Ambassador Park, and you can get in line.
That won't be a line.
There was a line last year.
You got 8,000 of them. You wait till 9 o'clock and get one.
If I had to guess,
the line will be bigger.
If I had to guess, I'm going to go with at least 110 out there. I'm saying somebody's going to spend the night. We're going to be the next Black Friday.
Is that?
So cash, check, credit card, and you can buy as many of those tickets as you want for as many people as you want, as long as you leave there with their complete name, address, and contact information on the stub.
So each ticket has to have a name on it.
Yep.
And address. And contact.
So yep. Can you put your name on every ticket?
You can put your name on every ticket if you want.
And then can he give that to his kids?
But if he does, he would have to claim the prize.
Yep.
And he would also have to pay the taxes on that prize because it's in his name, correct?
Yep.
Important piece of information. A lot of people didn't necessarily all include it on there. This year was critical. Email address and phone number, because with the things that happened this year going virtual, just points of contact for things. You know, we had it out there on Facebook. We had it on the website, you know, things of that nature. Mm-hmm. But having those points of contact for different things, campers,
we were just hoping we got the word out good enough that, you know, we didn't get to Thursday night and all of a sudden there's a line of campers out at the road or Saturday morning. There's people starting to roll in that just didn't hear that we had to go virtual. But we must have done an okay job because everybody seemed to have known. So.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, we're going to take a real quick break, and we're going to come back and talk about what you're going to do next year when there's 6,000 campers that show up, and how you're going to, because realistically, you'll have 8,000 tickets for the in-person event.
Actually, 16,000 because you get two entry bands on each ticket.
So, we're going to come back.
Because I just got wider.
And you talk about the logistics.
Perfect.
Of this cluster. Right when we come back.
power and versatility, the Kubota M7 tractor is built for hay and forage work. Up to 168 horsepower, superior loader lift capacity, easy-to-use controls, all-day comfort, and your choice of a 30 by 15 semi-power shift or Kubota variable transmission. The M7 tractor, built right, built ready. Talk to your hometown Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
You say you're hungry? Call Miracle Lanes and avoid the work and hassle of fixing it yourself. 375-4274 is the number you want to call for subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. Do you have a birthday party or other get-together coming up? Give them a call and reserve your lanes now. Miracle Lanes, great food, lots of fun. 375-4274.
Hi, my name is Connor Rammel at Fort Recovery Insurance. Every year, you should review your insurance plans to make sure you have the right protection for your needs. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'll take you inside our fort to make sure you're paying the right price for the right insurance to protect you. For years, we've been doing just that, and it's time for us to help you too. At Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we've got something for everyone, and we've got something for you too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, call us today at 1-888-375-4181.
Fort Recovery Community Club's Fall Fish Fry is coming up on Saturday, October 17th. Stop out at the Progressive Sportsman's Club on St. Peter Road for their famous fish with all the fixings, this year featuring premium pollock loin. And there'll be hot dogs for the kids if they don't want fish. It's only $10 for all you care to eat, and carryouts will also be available, and it's only $5 for kids 10 and under. Stop out at the Progressive Sportsman's Club on Saturday evening, October 17th, and try out their new premium pollock loin fish fry, serving from 4 to 7:30. Trader Days is coming up at the Progressive Sportsman's Club on St. Peter Road, Thursday through Sunday, October 1st through 4th. Weekend wristbands are just $5 each. Step out and see old friends and make some new friends. Don't miss this big annual event with vendors for everything from collectibles to guns and knives to beef jerky and cheese and all kinds of other flea market stuff. Plenty of parking and food will be available on the grounds, including their famous barbecue chicken dinners on Saturday starting at 4. Don't miss Trader Days, October 1st through 4th at the Progressive Sportsman's Club on St. Peter Road.
We're back. Insight. Jack, Michelle, Jonas, and we're talking about WOW. And WOW, are we talking about WOW? Neil, are we talking about WOW?
WOW.
And I tell you what, the more we talk about this off air, the more you think, WOW.
Yeah. It's a perfect acronym, isn't it?
Yes.
You know? So, you know, when like you think about, and you know what, I was a part of the Lions Club car dance, and Neil, you probably remember these, where like sold, I think it was $350 tickets for a chance to win a car, and it was like a reverse drawing where the last ticket would win the car, you know? And you know, the struggles that we took to sell those 300 tickets. Now,
there were many times.
Most of the time, the Lions Club.
The last two or three days, we are going, like, it'd usually be a Saturday night. So Friday night, we'd be up at Toby's trying to sell those $50 tickets to the people that drank the most sitting at the bar.
And my wife would be mad because I'd buy five of them. You know?
Did you ever win the car?
Never won a car. No. But, you know, to think about, oh, God, I sure hope that the last name on that ticket is the guy that's standing up there thinking that he won the car, you know? Yeah. And when, like, I think about the pressure that, you know, you guys have, and, you know, we were talking about the challenges of if you have a ticket that doesn't have a name on it, you know, and you know, and so you know, one of the things that is going to be at least a little bit different at the start this year is you're going to limit the number of tickets that you're going to give to individuals to sell, right? You're going to try to sell either online or
the in-person event at the park. One of the toughest things we run into is distributing those tickets to individual sellers, and then if you give them a pack of 25 tickets, that's $2,500 they're responsible for, and some people don't like that as well. It's a whole lot different than doing a couple $10 tickets for some golf carts or something like that. So we want to kind of alleviate that pressure off of people, and it's easier and more streamlined for us as a volunteer committee for the in-person sale at the park. So we're going to go with this model for the first go around this year, and then we'll see where we end up by the end of sales on Saturday, which ends at 4 p.m., and make our decision on our next move with what we need to do with the tickets that are remaining. So,
well, and if at some point there's extra tickets that you can give out to individuals, and you give each individual gets 6 or 8 instead of 20 or 25, it's a lot more manageable at that point.
Yeah, depending on what that actual number of tickets left is.
Yes.
And we've had some businesses, especially like Wangler Ace Hardware, that have been so supportive from the beginning that we would love to, have a few tickets to give them to sell to bring some business through their doors.
Yeah, because I know people went there specifically to buy those tickets that first year, and they were really good at pushing that also.
Yeah.
You'd go in there and you might be looking for something. You hear Bubba Schmitz over there talking to somebody that I didn't know, and he's telling them about this thing, and they're going, $100, and you start naming off, I can't remember, was it $250,000
worth of prizes that first year, yeah.
What, 250? What are you giving away? Guns, grills. Well, this grill right over here, we're giving. That's going to be given away. There's cars. There's cash. $25,000. It's only $100. First of all, they're saying, God, you're trying to sell me $100 ticket, and then you tell them all the stuff. That's only $100. Yeah, give me one.
Yeah, you look at the prize list. So this year, the prize list, go ahead, Michelle. I think it's 211 prizes.
It looks like 211 pages of prizes.
Yep, 211 prizes. And I mean, it's got, you name it, it's on there. Prize number one is a Ford Bronco, and the taxes are paid on that thing. Going to try and do the two-person pig hunt again. I think Jonas was just a little disappointed.
I was disappointed. I called the guy and said, hey, you ready to hunt pigs out of helicopter in Texas? And he said, I want the cash. And I said, oh man, I just wanted to send somebody on that helicopter hunt. Yeah.
Isn't there something special going on with that helicopter hunt this year?
No, it's actually a totally different hunt. We've got the helicopter hunt, but we also we got in contact with Ted Nugent and Sunrise Safaris, and
the real Ted Nugent.
The real Ted Nugent.
Uncle Ted. His Facebook thing? Or was it Facebook or Twitter?
He cut a video for us.
How cool was that?
I was able to talk to his son and get that all arranged, and what a great group of people. And but we'll have the opportunity to, if you win that prize, you and another person get to go down to Ted's ranch in Texas, and Ted guides you. He shows you where to hunt. He field dresses whatever game you kill, and he'll sit by a campfire and jam with you. He and his wife Shemaine do the cooking for the weekend. I mean, it's just fantastic. All expenses paid. We're throwing in some extra money to get your flights and stuff taken care of down there. You fly into Dallas Fort Worth and rent a car, and then I think the ranch is about an hour and a half out of Dallas Fort Worth. So
that's a once in a lifetime experience, without a doubt.
Yeah, what a prize. But there's three vehicles on this prize list this year. Ford Bronco, like Michelle said. There's a decked out Chevy Camaro. And then the last prize of the night is going to be a Dodge Ram crew cab, loaded out pickup truck, 4x4. No base model stuff here. So, and that's got the taxes paid as well, which when we talk about taxes paid, this is where my education had to start with running this thing. But for any prize that's got a fair market value over $5,000, we have to collect 24% like gift tax, or what do you want to say, a capital gains tax or gambling tax, whatever you want to call it. We have to collect a 24% tax on that prize before we can release the prize to the winner. So when you're talking about a Dodge Ram, that fair market value on that's probably going to be in the $45,000 range. For somebody to cough up 24% of that to be able to claim that truck, that would dissuade people from wanting to win the big prizes. So we just build it into the budget that we would take care of those taxes. And so
you're winning the prize plus 24%. Of course, they won't get the 24%. You'll pay that for them.
Yep. Right. And the sales tax on
it. And the sales tax.
So yeah. That's
6.5%.
Yeah, brand. Yeah, depends on 7. What county you're in. Yeah. So you walk away with keys in hand and not a dime out of your own pocket.
So the young man that won the Dodge Challenger this year, that he's just graduated from high school last year, he didn't have 25% of the $30,000 value.
Yeah, it was about a $39,000 car. So, but yeah, he ended up selling that vehicle back to the dealership because his insurance payment was going to be as much as a car payment. So he still ended up a big winner, but doesn't have the car.
So he got like $30,000 plus.
I have no that yeah, deal that, he worked out with the dealership yep. was his deal. So,
yep. So that's yeah. Well, that's it, cool. Let's just say even if he came out with $5,000, which is obviously he didn't came out with a lot more than that. It's a lot more than he started the day with.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And he was so ecstatic.
Yeah,
and his girlfriend was even more ecstatic. they that was so much fun to watch them.
So go over a few other things on the list, Michelle.
We've got numerous Rangers, golf carts. There's a 7-day African safari hunt for two with the airfare included. I think that one actually sounds pretty cool. I'd like to tell my husband, you know, if I was a lucky winner, you know, or he would be a lucky winner to take me type deal. But, you know,
yeah,
I think that would be like the Ted Nugent hunt. I'd get the boot, you know.
You get
that. the Cincinnati Reds fantasy camp for two and airfare.
Is that the one they do in Arizona?
Right before spring training starts, where they you get the full Reds uniform, you get coached by the Reds coaches for a week, and you play games.
I mean, your brother-in-law went, didn't he, Eric?
Yep.
And his dad?
Yep.
About 5-10 years ago, whenever that was. Yeah.
Probably somewhere around that. I think it was for some special birthday age, but I'm not going to reveal that.
Yeah. I think both of them definitely talked to Dan, and they were overjoyed. It was everything they could have possibly thought it would be.
Yeah. I actually think I asked Jonas, I don't know what he does at night, if he just has random thoughts go through his head, he wakes up, but the drive a Sherman tank experience. Tell him about that one.
Yeah, so you know, when I was in high school, I had an old Army truck and we had a lot of fun with it, but I kind of ran around with a group of guys that were into military vehicles, and this driveatank.com thing popped up on my web browser one time, and I thought, you know, that would be pretty cool. And then a few months ago, I was thinking, you know, that would be a neat prize. So we've got it where two people will travel up to Minnesota, and you'll hop in a Sherman tank for a day, and you get to crush some cars, you get to drive around their track, you get to drive some other military vehicles, and just have a good time. It's the same.
You blow something up?
Yeah, you may be able to blow something up while you're there too. But it's the same tank they used in the movie Fury. If anybody's ever seen that Brad Pitt movie Fury, that'd be pretty neat. That'd be one I'd like to win. I can tell you that. So I mean, it's what every guy's always wanted to do, is crush cars with a tank, right?
Why wouldn't you?
Again, I don't know what he thinks about at night when he's sitting at home,
crushing cars,
whatever is happening in his mind.
I think women and children and old people would love to do that too.
Yeah.
I mean, that just sounds neat.
Even Rocker'd be in.
There's a lot of prizes that are actually on here that are coming from local businesses as well. We've got several things from the hardware store, you know, Brockman Furniture.
A couple mowers from K&L.
Hall Brothers.
Hall Brothers has a Kubota 850 Sidekick, which is their UTV on there.
I think they should give away one of the combines, one of those million-dollar combines.
Oh, yeah. We'd have to sell a lot more tickets.
That might break their budget.
I'd just have them sell it to you at a discount. I'm sure they only, those million-dollar combines, they probably only pay $50,000
for them. Yeah, that's exactly how that works.
They make all that money.
We're going to sell 16,000 tickets next year.
With one prize.
And one prize.
We've got Raffles Engine. We've got some items coming from them. I know Rangers. We have four-wheeler on here again. Yep. There's so many items to kind of look over.
Yeah. Carts and Parts down in Union City. We've got three new golf carts from them. And then BA Carts is back with three of their refurbished carts, which if you ever look at their carts, they're...
Are those the ones that were sitting down there last year?
Those are the ones that are sitting
those
down.
Those were brand new.
Yeah, they were 2014 models.
No, they weren't. They're brand new.
Yeah, they're brand new.
Those are beautiful.
Yeah, they do a good job. And then, Carts and Parts in Union City's come on board. They are providing three new carts for us.
And then probably a couple of dozen guns.
I think the number's 50 firearms on there. So we didn't really increase the number of firearms too much, but I think the last year's ticket had 43 on there, but we've got 50 on them. They're all high quality. There's, people that are gun people always make mention about how nice our list for that is, and that's another, realm of mine, being involved with firearms and shooting sports for a long time. So, I always liked a nice-looking gun ticket. So.
Is there a little cash on there, too?
A little bit of cash. I think the total is $115,000 in cash prizes spread out over...
It's kind of sprinkled in there sometimes every 2 to 3 to 4 prizes.
Yeah, between the smallest cash prize is $500 and the largest cash prize is $25,000. So
that's worth winning.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you win $500. We're going to have plenty of side raffles or gold mine raffles going on there. The 50-50, great food, drinks. Axe throwing. We're going to have axe throwing. Hopefully, we'll have the rock wall there. The Army was actually going to come this year, and they were going to bring the rock wall, climbing rock wall for people to do. So, hopefully, we'll be able to
get that cool.
From an entertainment standpoint, okay, so is this a two-night event, or is this...
Yeah, two-night event. So, okay. Friday night and then all day Saturday.
And... do you have any of the entertainment lined up yet?
Yeah, so our acts from this that were supposed to perform in 2020 are coming back for 2021. Ladder will be performing on Friday night, which are an 80s rock band out of Greenville to Dayton area. And we've got Blackjack Billy coming up from Nashville. For the main entertainment on Saturday night. Salt Creek is supposed to open for them, but this was also their retirement year. So we're hoping enough Mariah Stein people can convince them to come back and play, like a reunion show or something, to be that opening act for Blackjack Billy. And then we were so impressed with our one-man bands during our virtual event that we're actually going to bring them up on the main stage throughout the day on Saturday rather than just listening to Ryan put DJ music on. So
yes, that's a really good idea. It's going to cost you a little money, but...
all of those guys are good, too.
Oh, yeah. They're fantastic.
Yeah. They were really good.
What I got to hear out of, I was stuck in the office all day giving people prizes, but yeah. So
yeah, I'll tell you what, let's take one more break, and I'll tell you what, there's about 5 or 6 things I want to make sure that we touch on, just things like making sure that we get, as they come through and buy tickets on that Saturday, that every ticket's got to have a name on it, and just things that we want to make sure that we emphasize and stuff. So, we'll come back again after this break.
And I do want to mention too that if you're tuning in for Sports Talk, it will be on after this. But Bubba and Fee are both feeling a little under the weather, so it'll be. Brent Niekamp coming in, and he was going to be on the show anyway. He had some things he wants to talk about, and so he'll
like Bob
be
and Fee coming in.
They are not coming in.
Oh, they aren't coming.
No, they're
in.
Not coming in.
I thought they were just going to be late.
No, they're not. They're both fighting colds, so they think it's probably best if they don't come in. So Brent will come in. I'll ask him one or two questions, and he'll talk for an hour because he has all the information, and I just need to. get it out of him. He's so shy he doesn't talk much, but so we'll be back in a little bit.
Oh, how fitting. You did that on purpose, didn't you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I thought that Bob...
Fors Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Fors, or Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Fors Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Fors Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Cooper Farms is a diverse farm and food company with a variety of job openings, including various career paths. With locations in Van Wert, Paulding, Mercer, and currently expanding into Williams County, Cooper Farms is a family-owned business with big opportunities. Cooper Farms is a company that values ideas and input. We know our team members are what make Cooper Farms successful. To view job openings and apply online, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
This is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern, and I want to invite you to stop in for our delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials for only $5.25. Starting at 11 Monday through Friday, Brick Street Tavern features Mystery Meal Monday, Meatloaf Tuesday, Roasted Chicken Wednesday, Tenderloin Basket on Thursdays, and on Friday you can choose from our Soup and Salad Bar or our famous half-pound hand-patty cheeseburger basket. We also offer supper specials on Friday and Saturday evening, including a New York strip steak and all-you-can-eat roasted chicken, both complemented by our large salad bar, choice of potato, and a honey roll. Stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern and enjoy some great home cooking.
The 2021 Win on the Wabash Super Raffle will be held August 27th and 28th, 2021, and will feature $650,000 worth of cash and prizes given away every 2 minutes from noon to 7 o'clock. Tickets for the 2021 Super Raffle will go for sale on October 3rd at 8 a.m. and can be purchased at Ambassador Park in Fort Recovery, Ohio, or through our website, wowraffle.com. Only 8,000 tickets will be sold and will sell for $100 each, and there is no limit on how many can be purchased per person. Check out all details for the sale of the Super Raffle tickets on our website or Facebook page, and mark your calendars for October 3rd to purchase your 2021 WOW tickets.
Get a sneak peek.
We're back. Insight. Right, Neil? Are we back?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
We're back. Insight.
That's why I pointed at you.
Okay.
I wasn't Jack, making fun of you this time.
Jonas, Michelle, Rocker. Hey, okay, he just shakes his head, yes.
Well, you know, you didn't swing your microphone over so
I know.
Talk.
So let's touch on some of the reminders and the points that we want to make sure that we get out. October 3rd is right around the corner. I expect, and you know what? You guys do such a fabulous job of getting the word out, but I want to make sure that we do it on here. So, first of all, let's talk about on that day, on October 3rd, okay? What are the reminders?
Okay, so October 3rd at 8 a.m., you'll have to make your decision whether you want to come down to Ambassador Park and buy a ticket in person or purchase it through our website, which is www.wowraffle.com. Tickets are $100. If you pay with a credit card, there's going to be, you know, enough of a fee added just to cover our expenses on the credit card processing fees. When you'll come through the line, you'll pay and you'll pick up your ticket. You'll fill that ticket out completely, or multiple tickets, however many you're purchasing. If you're purchasing for other people, that's fine too. But each ticket needs to be filled out completely with name, address, phone, and email. So we have complete contact information, because who knows? You know, we never expected to have to do a virtual event in 2020, and we sure hope that we don't have to do it again in 2021. But it was so much easier to contact prize winners when we had complete ticket stubs filled out, and not just, you know, there's some people that think, well, I'm from Fort Recovery, so I can just write my, you know, my first name, my cell phone number on here, and that doesn't work when we're talking about the number of tickets and the value of the prizes that we're dealing with. Yep.
You said there's a fee if you use the credit card, which is probably 2 or 3%, so $2 or $3. But do you prefer cash, or can they write checks?
They can cash or checks is fine too. Checks would be written out to Fort Recovery Athletic Boosters.
Okay,
and just put WOW Raffle in the memo line if you would.
Mm. Yep.
That
yep.
Connor would truly appreciate that.
Yep.
Also, the day of the ticket sales, we're going to have the WOW merchandise up there. Last year, we had actually several people that came in and they bought tickets for their kids for Christmas gifts. Different people bought things from Cooley cups, tumblers. I actually sold some coolers the other day, and people were going to put the tickets in there. We have some coolers made up and such.
That's awesome.
We'll have that up there, and then we'll do 50-50 again that day as well.
Yeah, our in-line 50-50 sales, the winner's pot last year went to Amy Pot Cutter. And I know the winner's pot for, this was just out of the people standing in line for tickets last year, was over $900. So,
and we didn't even, it wasn't a thought in the beginning to even do that. It was kind of a last minute.
Just an extra way for people to win a little extra spending cash.
Well, so. I'm sure Amy appreciated that. Yeah. Rocker, you know Amy, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
He sees her almost every night at Brick Street Tavern.
Yep.
So when you're in line to buy a ticket on Saturday, every ticket you buy is going to have a name, an address, and an email address on it.
Phone number. Every bit of information is
on every ticket. If you have those little stamp things that you can put on those tickets, that is awesome if you can do that, and it's got all that information on it.
Pre-print labels at home. If you know you're going to buy them for everybody in your family for Christmas or something, pre-print labels when you come, peel them and stick them on there.
Yep.
And if you want to print labels with my name and information on it, that's fine. You can put my phone number on it. I'd be glad to take your tickets.
So, yeah, we just want everybody to not leave with anything but the prize list part of their ticket. Because last year we had some people that bought tickets and said, you know, I'll fill the stub out and return it to you later. And those stubs never got returned. So we were actually, I think, 4 tickets we were completely missing out of our system this year that were paid for. But the stub itself was never turned back in for us to record in our database. So it's really, really important that when you leave the in-person sale on Saturday, that you leave us the complete filled-out ticket stub. And then another thing I want to mention, if you buy a ticket through the website on Saturday, you'll just be getting a receipt with that ticket number on it. And you can exchange that receipt for the hard ticket during the event, or just prior to the event next year. Saves us. We had so many tickets that were lost in the mail, and other things happen to them. People forget where they put them, that we're just going to do it that way. We're not going to mail any tickets out. That if you buy them on the website, you'll get your receipt with your ticket number on it, so you know exactly what number you need to look for during the drawing. But if you want the actual hard ticket, the printed ticket, you'll pick that up the week of the event, all the way up until Saturday morning.
Which you'll want to do, because we'll have the
Matt Anthony attendance prize tickets on there. So if you buy a ticket online, you'll want to definitely stop at our will call booth August 25th, 26th, 27th of 2021 to pick up your hard ticket.
So did you have any unclaimed prizes this year?
No, this year every prize was claimed by Monday after the event. So okay. It was wow.
So
went, amazing. Went so, pretty slick.
So yep. Since I really couldn't find my ticket, I was hoping that I could just say that would tell me which number it was, and that would have been mine. But since like
no, we
I
have,
still haven't found my it's in my filing cabinet somewhere filed under
it's
something.
It's not good for next year. You'll need a new number.
Yeah, nope. Yeah.
Jonas, I think you were going to touch on camping.
Yeah, so we had a lot of people ask, you know, we almost sold our entire camping campgrounds out this year. And I think there's, what, Michelle, about 10 or 11 spots short?
There are a few spots that are available, but they are not currently for sale on the website. They're talking about kind of holding out on that. I think tentatively it was going to be around January 1st, but just keep checking our website and Facebook page if you did not get a campsite purchase for 2020. If you had one for 2020, we've rolled that over to 2021 event. So all those people will get their spots. If they were an electric spot, they'll have electric. Primitive will stay the same. And then if they determine that there are some sites left to be sold, they're going to post those at a later date, but look after January 1st, but just kind of keep checking because some people are asking.
Yeah, and we'll make a very public when those last few campsites come back for sale. But yeah, the only fair way to do it was just to hold those for next year and let the people that already paid. And then of course, part of having a campsite was that you had a ticket. So we are doing a sale for those camping spot holders to make sure that, to guarantee that the person whose campsite is in that name gets a ticket or an opportunity for a ticket as well. So
one of the things that I found really interesting was when you were talking about, Jonas, when like you were talking about you never dreamt when you got involved in this that you'd be dealing with the IRS and the ATF and, you know, like talking about, you know, tickets going into a person's
estate.
Share a little bit about, you know, some of those things that you have to kind of think about in regards to dealing with.
I mean, it was simple, right? It was going to be, hey, we're going to have this big raffle and sell some tickets and have some people down at the park and have a good time. Well, and then you have to look at the liability and the legal side of it and how to do things right so you don't end up on the wrong side of the law. And over the course of the last couple of years, multiple committee members have been involved, but we've had, you know, discussions with attorneys on liability language. We've had discussions with the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms on what we can and can't do with firearm sales at the event and on a ticket. And we've had discussions with the IRS on what is proper withholding to make sure we're withholding what we need to from the prizes so we don't get hit with some kind of tax evasion problems. So and then the health departments this year. So it's been a real education in government operations. So we're not as insulated as we think we are in Fort Recovery. People are paying attention to what's going on here. Yeah. So
well, and you know, as much as I'd like to say that you guys have done a really good job, I can't help but think that there's some prizes that you guys have missed. Okay. So Rocker has come Rocker's top 10 list of prizes that ought to be on next
2022.
On WOW 2022. Right, Rocker? Here, go ahead.
Okay.
Because I want Michelle to respond to some of these.
Oh boy.
Let's be good. Number 10, spend a night at the White House.
Spend a night at the White House?
Yes.
Jonas, make that happen.
That was kind of for me, actually.
Donald Jr. on the phone tonight. Yeah, we'll make that happen.
Number 9, a trip to the UFC prize fight.
You're close.
Aren't those on an island now somewhere?
We'll work on that
next year it won't be, though.
Now, this one's a little more doable.
Well, that one, that last one's doable.
The Night with Rocker?
Well, yeah. Number 8, Meat Smoker.
Yep. Oh, they did
I think that was on our gold mine last year.
Who is Smoker? Are we meeting Smoker? Or are meat. We smoke? We're smoking meat.
Smoking meat. Oh,
okay.
Well, what are the grill.
Who's Smoker?
That Traeger grill that they gave away this past year from Wanglers. Those are really good meat smokers, I can promise.
I'm not sure if this one's doable, but we'll give it a shot. Free movie night at the Starlight.
All right. Oh, yeah. If it's still open.
Yeah,
well, free movie night.
I'm pretty sure he'd probably not say too high of that one.
Why not? That's awesome.
Here's one. Not sure. Tickets to see Jimmy Buffett.
Well, concert tickets have been discussed before, so.
Yeah?
Yep.
Why Jimmy Buffett? Are you a Jimmy Buffett fan?
No, I just know. Well, we got Sunshine over there with the Don Ho outfit on.
How much does it cost?
It's a Jimmy Buffett outfit, not Don Ho.
How much would it cost to bring Jimmy to the amphitheater?
Probably a little bit. Probably only $100,000.
You think $100,000? I was thinking probably $250,000.
That might be out of the budget. I'm
yeah.
Here's one probably a little more doable. Tour the Columbus Zoo.
Yeah, with Jack Hanna. Have Jack Hanna as your personal guide.
Oh, this one ain't going to go down well. Number 4, free pizza for a year from Pizza Hut.
Oh.
From where?
Pizza Hut.
Out of all the good pizza places that we have in town.
Well, here's the problem. I don't imagine anyone in town is going to go for that.
Why not?
Well, they'd have to pay. We'd have to pay for the price. Yeah. We pay for the prices.
We pay for the prices.
Okay, move.
Yeah,
I just try to be reasonable.
I don't.
So,
mind.
So do we have a Rocker's top 10 list of pizza joints in Fort Recovery?
Well, we did. I did do that list actually.
Oh yeah.
It's like, where's your favorite pizza from?
American Lanes.
Yep. And Toby's is really, really good.
Brick Street's
has really good pizza, but they don't have a drive-through, so that they don't sell as many as the other ones. But yeah, we have really good. We have a lot better pizza. In
Number 3,
than there is at Pizza Hut.
Pizza, what do you usually get on?
It varies.
Spam Harley.
Sauce.
Sometimes it's
sauce, cheese,
pepperoni.
Hello.
Anchovies.
Bacon. They call it the BM.
Meat lovers.
PMS, actually. Pepper and mushroom sausage.
There's no B in that.
P.
Oh, MS. P. I thought you said B for bacon.
Number 3. This one you will love, Jack.
I haven't liked any of them.
He's really? Loved the last 6. He's loved every one of them.
Some of them I have.
Oh, you'll love this one, then.
Okay.
Bill Stalder's Christmas album.
Who's?
Bill Stalder's Christmas.
Finally.
That'll be the last prize.
That'll be, right?
Send everybody home after that.
Here's one, Jonas, you might get a kick out of. Tickets to the national championship game.
Oh, yeah? Look at
that.
I see that's a little more.
Okay, so.
Yeah.
Of what?
Not
basketball? Football?
Football. I think, you know, most people. Basketball.
Well, basketball's indoors. You don't have to sit outside. Well, football thing's usually indoors, too.
Number 1.
Oh, number 1. This number ought to be one. Bad.
Weekend golf package at Top Golf.
Oh, down in Cincinnati?
Yeah.
Or in Indy.
Oh, yeah, I didn't know.
Whichever one, you know.
Yep.
Nothing on that one. Crickets.
Yeah, we don't care.
I think maybe. Maybe we can do like a weekend at Mar-a-Lago or something that.
Yeah.
Go to.
I'm pretty sure there's.
Why would you have tickets to the national championship game as number 2 and a weekend at Top Golf, which is $8.75?
Which one would you enjoy?
Top Golf is $80 there, Sunshine.
Okay, but.
That's about 5% of what a one ticket for the national championship game would be.
I didn't think in all likelihood, I didn't think the number 2 was going to happen. So I just going for.
Well,
did you think you were going to get a drive a Sherman tank?
I'm pretty sure that wouldn't be good either.
Yeah, it would, because you can't hurt anything. It's going to be out in the middle of nowhere, and the only thing around is cars you're going to drive over anyway.
That's what Dale Toby thought, too.
Well, no. There's things in Fort Recovery that you could hit.
Well, Rocker, I tell you what.
And I gave that man a coronary.
I know that both of these guys really appreciate your suggestion. Jonas was writing notes down like hell won't happen.
I literally think that the top golf thing is legit.
I think almost every one of those is legit.
Well, even the Bill Stoller Christmas album.
Except for that. You
know, we just got to figure out how to work that in somewhere.
Well, you just have to figure out how to give that to somebody you don't like.
Yeah. Well, is there an actual Bill Stogler Christmas album?
Not yet, but we can produce one.
And okay.
Let's hope, for God's sake and for Christmas' sake, that there never is one.
Yes. Although we do have several recordings of his Meli Kaliki Maka.
Meli Kaliki Maka.
And one of them is a duo with Karen Meyer.
With Karen Meyer. That was, Karen will pay us to never play again.
Astounded at the depth of his lack of knowledge of the words to that song. she was ready to sing a nice duet with somebody, and he started babbling gibberish, and she was like, astounded is probably the best word for that. It was just, how in the world did I get into this? So, and then of course he's part of Two Turtle Doves in the 12 Days of Christmas. And those are classics. There's three of those.
Jonas and Shelly, it has been...
I've never heard them call you that. Shelly?
Yeah, you know what? For some reason, I always call Michelle's Shelly.
The only other person that does that is somebody I used to work with. And I'm not even going to say his name to give him like the satisfaction, but he would do it just to make me mad.
Okay.
Eric Schmitz.
Is that right? Uh-oh. Michelle? Wait, you know what? First of all, and this is to the two of you and the committee members, okay? Thank you for the work and the dedication and the hours and hours that you guys have put towards this, okay?
Make sure you thank our spouses, too, that
giving
up time. So
yes, okay. You know, we are the community we are because of people like you, committees like yours, that have gone above and beyond on a weekly, monthly, daily basis. So, you know, thank you guys for everything you've done. You know, this committee is probably as innovative and as outside the box as anything that we have probably had here at Fort Recovery since the guys took the chance on the first industrial park thing, you know? So we, you know, certainly appreciate from a community standpoint what, you know, you guys have done. 8,000's a hell of a lot to bite off. But I think going into this, there's a comfort that we've got the right people doing it. So
yeah, it's kind of a proven. I mean, that first year, fortunately, we got the party in that time,
and great weather,
and the really good weather, and so we know the party is a really good thing. So that part was, you know, you sell the tickets, you do that, and it would be neat like it was this year, but you don't want to have to do that every year if you can keep from it. Might even be another year, might something else crazy come up in 4 or 5 years where you have to do that again.
Bite your tongue.
Yeah, but yeah. We know that it'll work, but it can't be the way it always that it is every year. The party was really great, and that cemented in everybody's head that this is awesome. And it seemed awesome before that weekend, and it turned out that it really, really was.
Yep.
You know, it was a lot of fun for everybody there. I think, you know, participating in it, but for those of us on the committee that have put the time into it, to be quite honest, I mean, we're putting a lot of time and effort into it, and but it's fun too. I mean, we've kind of, it's a whole new friendship you've made with people that you never worked with before, or, you know, I shouldn't say didn't associate with, but, you know, you cordial too, whatever, said hi on the streets, but you, new friendships that you've made, and it's been a fun journey, and we have some good times, you know, after our meeting sometimes.
This is the same stuff you told me when I interviewed you at the 225 thing.
Well, and it's true, because I still talk to those people too, you know, it's just, and it's a whole another new group of people.
It really is, yeah. So it's cool, and you know what? It is so neat, you know, that you look at things like that. You know, that it's not just the work; it's the opportunity to meet new people and to work with new people and to get to know a whole new set of friends to a certain extent.
For sure, so,
yeah. It's kind of like the fun work you don't get paid for.
Yeah. Yep. So, Jonas, any closing remarks?
I just want to make sure to thank the community and you guys for your support. We're looking forward to a great sale in a couple weeks, and then we'll be working hard to make the 2021 event the best, you know, we can possibly make it. Most fun, most new things, the biggest wow factor, I guess we could come up with.
So I like it.
Should we quote Jake Garkey in his interview? It's going to be bigger and better, right?
Bigger and better.
Bigger and better.
Yep. Bigger and better.
In the words of Jake Garkey.
You don't have enough alcohol in your blood yet.
Well, you know, and again, you have... You've done that each of the first 2 years, and you go from 4,000 to 8,000, and there's absolutely no reason to think that you won't do it again next year, you know? And you think, holy cow, you know, where does something like this, you know, what's the peak to a certain extent? And it's you know, pretty cool to even think about. You know?
Yeah. I mean, I think the peak is going to be, we're going to find out where our crowd size is limited at and have to go off of that.
Yeah.
You know, eventually we'll run into a situation where we don't have the logistics and the resources to park everybody or to get everybody in and out that we need. And when we reach that point, that's when we'll know, well, this is how many we're going to sell. And we feel pretty comfortable with the 8,000 tickets, and we'll see where that leads us and then make a decision.
It'll be the next country concert.
Yeah. Well, you know, this could be a prime opportunity for somebody to capitalize on Uber drivers. Things of that nature for that weekend. No. There you go.
Yeah.
College kids want to make some money. Got to stay sober.
Yep.
Get your Uber license. You can make a killing that weekend.
Yep.
Yeah, and when you think about it, and you know, one thing that I do want you guys to think about and to communicate is if there are ways that communities or individuals can help on that day or during the time that, you know, leads up to that, you know, whether it's with, you know, lining up, you know, food or, you know, whatever it is, do they contact you?
There's actually the info at wowraffle.com, right? Is that still the one we're using?
Yep.
Okay. That would probably be the best one to reach out, that if you're looking, you know, to volunteer some time, because there were some things that week of, or actually a week or two prior, that took a lot of preparation. Parking was one of them. I mean, parking was very, very time consuming. They actually mowed some lines in to keep people straight, and the community club, they actually took care of parking the cars the day of, did a great job, and I got to go up in the Skyjack towards the end of the event that day and go up high, and it was a pretty cool sight to see all those cars out there and all the campers and the people and stuff, and they did a great job keeping everybody in line, and without having that stuff in place prior to the event, it would have been a hot mess out there.
Yeah.
But on an individual basis, we wouldn't be upset if we could gain a few extra committee members.
Sure.
Because as this thing expands, the need for people that are in the know all year round versus just coming in to help us for that week prior to the event is big. So, you know, I'll put the feelers out there. If you know anybody on the committee, you know, speak up. We'd love to have an even wider skill set of talent available to us as committee members. So,
well, again, from the community, from each of us sitting here from an individual standpoint, thank you guys for a fantastic wow experience for the past couple of years. We wish you nothing but, you know, great things for the upcoming year. So good luck, and I'm sure we'll be, you know, touching base before August 25th, 26th, 27th gets here.
Yep. Sounds all great, right. Jack.
Okay.
Hey,
thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll be coming back with Sports Talk with Brent Niekamp in just a couple minutes.
Thank you for staying tuned to Insight with Mr. Jack Stogler, right here on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio. This show was being brought to you in part by those community-minded sponsors you heard during the show. Thank you.